We are on Kuvav Amud Aleph. We're going to start again a story. We're in the middle of a story. And if you go across from Taisus Rava, the Rava, and move up three lines. We started the story yesterday. We will repeat the story because we were in the middle of a story. The sister-in-law of Rav Papa, daughter of his father-in-law, fell in front of a yavam that wasn't hugging-law, was not appropriate. So she had a valid taina that she wants chalitza. It makes a big difference here. Had this been a guy that was good for her, she just didn't like him, halacha would have been different in the outcome. Also, the comment about it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
She had an appropriate taina. He's a bore. He's interested in my money.
For her, it was inappropriate. For someone else, it was inappropriate.
Oh, it says Shane Hagun Law. It doesn't say anymore. So anything else you want to write, you can write on the side of your Gemara. Also, when Kavad Abaya came in front of Abaya, Amalek Halaitla. So Abaya tried to trick him. He didn't want to give chalitza. So Abaya said, give her chalitza, b'kachat chalitza, which is Rish Lakish's advice about how you can mislead a person and it'll be enough to free her to the world. Amalei Rav Papa, v'samei l'marha de Rav Yechonon. Rav Yechonon said that doesn't work. It's not a chalitza. Now it is a chalitza to ban Yibum, but it's not a chalitza that's going to free her. So this is not adequate. So Abaya says to Rav Papa, so what should I do? Remember, Rav Papa is a brother-in-law. Tell her to give chalitza, to agree to the chalitza. You know, this is a thing always to remember. It says, give her chalitza. The man doesn't give her anything. He allows himself to be part of the chalitza process on the condition that she gives you $200. 200 zuz. The bat of the chalitza, after chalitza, Amalek, still halfway. So Abaya says to the lady, it's time to pay up. Amalei, Rapapa, so Rapapa says, that's what I think the Papa puts in. Yes. Mishal Tanibach, she can claim she was tricking him. Now, how can she claim that? Now, again, there's no question that the chalitza is non-conditional. You can't make a condition in chalitza. The question now is, does she owe it to him as an employer to an employee? She told him, I'll pay you 200 zuz for in chalitza. I go over to the guy and I say, I need my couch moved. I'll pay you $50. I owe him $50. So besides the fact that the chalitza was made on condition and it does not affect the chalitza, because as we said yesterday, anything that can be done by a shliach cannot be done on condition. So therefore, the chalitza worked. Now it's a monetary question. The guy wants his 200 zuz. Abaya is saying she hired him for 200 zuz. She promised him 200 zuz for this activity. So forget the fact that the chalitza works. And the poor guy might scream, I didn't mean it. Too bad now. There's no conditions in chalitza. But she owes it to him as an employer to an employee. She hired him for this. She paid him for a job. So Papa answered, she could say, I tricked him. What's his raya? Miloy Tanya. He was running away from jail, and there was a ma'abra is a little boat that takes across the sea. And the guy didn't want to take him across the sea. And this is his, he's got to get away. So So he promised him an exorbitant amount of money to take me across. When he gets to the other side, he can say, I'll pay you regular salary. Because I had to promise you this, because it was an inus. And therefore, you have no right to milk me dry here. And here is your regular schar for taking somebody across a river. Therefore, Rapapa is saying, had she been asking for chalitza when it was not appropriate for her to ask, meaning the guy would have been a perfect yavan, and she promises him $200 if he gives her chalitza, so then she would have to pay, because it's not an oinus. Do yibum. You don't want to do yibum, that's your own thing. You promised him 200 zuz, pay 200 zuz. He's losing money. He married you, he would have had all your money. He would have been entitled to a wife. And you took it away from him. But here was Eina Hagla. So Bezin was on her side. Bezin didn't think he should do evil. So now, it's a question of honest. She's got to get out. And therefore, she has a right to say, Mishatanibach, I'm paying you regular price for Chalitza, which is zero. Amalei Mishatanibach.
Rabbi?
So Rabbi is saying to Abaya, if this would have been a case where it would have been an appropriate Yavam, and this lady with no valid reason just doesn't want to have Yibum with him, so Bezin would say to her, sorry lady, you got to do Yibum. And she would say to the man, listen, I'll pay you, just give me Chalitza. So then she hired him to give him Chalitza, she would have to pay. There's no pressure. It's her own thing. My thinking here, Bezin held that she was right. He shouldn't do Yibum. So therefore, we're allowed to use tactics to get her out. So it's analogous to the case of the guy who pays the guy, Tadabadi, to get him across the river because he's got to get across the river because he's an Inus. Yes, Harvey?
The riverman. The guy who runs the boat. We're not looking at an onus at him. A guy is fleeing from jail. Maybe he was jailed justly. Maybe he was jailed unjustly. But let's say it's unjust. All right. So there's a regime who's going to punish anybody who abets his escape. This ferryman is now, or whatever he is, this boatman is now putting his own life.
That's true. That he's subject to punishment. Then he's right. Then it wouldn't say Mishat Anibach. We're talking in a case that nobody will know who crossed the river with him. He's not putting himself in any danger at all. He just figures he can milk the guy. This guy's desperate. If a guy is desperate, he's willing to pay more money. I might as well make more money.
So it's part of a negotiation. He sees the guy sweating, and he just decides he's going to just negotiate with him this way. So the analogous case would be to the Yavam. The Rebbeim have already decided that this is not a good idea. And regardless of whether or not this brother has dire financial circumstances and the Yavama has money and it really should be a decent shidduch, they've already made the determination that what? She just doesn't want to do it?
No, that she's right. She has a valid reason. If a woman tells Bezin, I can't do Yibam with him because of, one reason would be he's going to take my money and then divorce me. Another reason would be he suffers from some illness. Another reason would be he abuses his wives.
How about I don't find him attractive?
That's not a valid reason.
What was he saying?
I don't find him attractive. I don't think it's a valid reason. You're subject to evil.
He's not going to want to live with the guy. It's going to be a problem.
Again, so I don't know. We have to figure out whether the Lashon Ma'as Salah, he's disgusting to me. Is he enough of a valid reason? I don't know.
Rebbe, nobody can say, the girl can say, I can't get married now. I'm not ready to get married.
I mean, she's married to the first husband.
I'm not ready to get married now. You just can't leave from one husband to the next.
Wait, that's not Lach of Yibam.
I'm not ready to get married.
I don't know if that's a valid time.
I think so.
Again, I have no idea. I'm not speaking from knowledge. I'm speculating. You're speculating the opposite way. I'm willing to acknowledge that I don't know it. What it did, how long it would be. And you're not willing to acknowledge. That's all. So fine with me. I don't care.
You agree with what I'm saying? She's married to that guy. That means it's going to work out. I'm not ready to marry anymore. I'm sick and tired. I can't.
He said it 6 times.
What if the boat? the boatman would have had another fare from somebody else.
So then he's entitled.
They would have paid more.
Yes. Dr. Gemara. Now the next part of the story is a difficult part of the story, but Gemara brings it. So Abai turns from Papa and says, where's your dad? I'm a little bit Masa. He's in the city. I'm a little bit Masa. So Abaya said that basically he was saying that you're very sharp because you have no worries about anything. Your parents support you. And you live a worry-free life. And therefore, you have the ability to be sharp in halacha. And because of that, it was like a little bit of an ayin hara on his parents. He didn't say anything negative. He just says, oh, no wonder you can do this. You still have parents who support you. You can come up with this svara that I didn't come up with. Because Abaya said, no wonder you can do this because you have parents to support you, his parents died. Papa's parents died. Now again, Abaya did not intend to kill them, nor did he want them to die, but his line of course you can do it. You have parents that support you. Therefore, you're capable of thinking these sharp svaras because you have a worry-free life.
Sharp, but it's not so straight.
Rashi says, Machadadon, sharp. I don't know what article says. Rashi, it's not straight. It's halacha.
It's a little not straight. You said you were going to do something. You're not going to do it now. It's a little not straight. I mean, ask an observer on the street. It's a little bit not... You
know. Halacha is straight. We're not straight.
He didn't come up with this.
It's a brisa. The brisa says that the boatman can say, Mishat Anibach. You can tell the boatman, sorry. Right? Don't milk me. Isn't this the anti-gouging laws? Right? Don't America have this anti-gouging laws?
He said he's obligated to do what's necessary to save a life. Since he's chayav to save a life.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Therefore, he has no right to gouge the guy. And here also, he's obligated... the guy is obligated to give chalitza. Besim paskud, he should give chalitza. He's doing his obligation. You're right, I like that better. Rashi, havloi dohav kabila salah. You can accept that. I've got the chalitza bachal and mipsala. It doesn't affect the chalitza. Miu chayvel lechum etanai medina kishar schilas d'alma. It's no different than any other hiring. Amalek, even the chalitza ksheri, he mishamdina nami lesla. She doesn't get it. He doesn't have to pay because of a schiras, of a hiring. The kivin alei ramulim evad, he had to do it. He has an obligation to give chalitza, similar to the boatman. Leboi, mishat anibach abdila, she can do mishat anibach. Mavra, mavayam, bisvina. Going across the boat, the sea, with a boat. Amal abayil, rababa, avachecha, klimakim, dumani, sheshlech, ava, im smuchim, loch, lesapik, tzurecha. Sounds to me that you have parents that support you, lefichach, kamachadz, and shmaitach. Therefore, your halacha is sharp. Mishachm, ava, v'imei, both died. Does he say a reason they died? Does he say anything?
He says that God therefore examined the deeds of Rav Papa's parents because of
right, because it brought him up into the picture. Whenever a person's brought into a picture, it like Ma'ira, we call it in Hebrew Ma'ira Din, it awakens a judgment, and they have to pass a new judgment, and not always can they pass the new judgment.
So what's the lesson here, Rabbi? What's the lesson?
These deaths.
What's the lesson?
I don't know. I'll leave that up to others. Who figure out lessons. I don't mean to be facetious either. I don't know. Honestly, don't know. It's Rav Papa and Abaya. We're talking about, Amaroyim. We're not talking about regular people. I mean, we know not to give people ayin haras, right? Some people are very machmir. They're very careful about ayin haras, not to have somebody look at them askance or with an evil eye. We don't want people to be noticed. People don't like to. This is brought down as far as that people shouldn't stick out in a crowd, shouldn't do things that cause, gain attention. They say, wow, wow. It's not good. It's my din on a person.
I mean, we say you have such...
Yes, continue. I'm sorry?
We say you have such beautiful children. You're getting so much nachas.
That's why we say B'li Ayin Hara. Right? Because we don't want to give an Ayin Hara.
Does that help?
The guy's saying, I don't mean it in a bad way.
Does that help?
I hope so. My Rashi was on the list a few years of his life, at least 1 year that I was there. I left 3 years before he was Nifter. Asked, did he not get an Aliyah in Rosh Hashanah? because getting Aliyah Rosh Hashanah is like being singled out. Especially, he didn't pay for Aliyah, it was like given to him. He didn't want to be singled out. He said, I'd like to be one of the crowd, because it's much easier to pass a din if you're not singled out. So, of course, we gave him an Aliyah. How can you not give Rashiv an Aliyah? I remember he asked the rabbi, please don't give me an Aliyah. Because he didn't want to be singled out. Singling out makes a person susceptible to din. That's why a lot of people refuse honors. They don't want to be honored. They don't want the ayin hara that might come. I mean, personally, I don't think an honor is an honor. I think an honor is a bazillion. It's if you want to embarrass somebody, you call it an honor. What do? You go to the guy, I'm going to honor you. And then you go to everybody and say, you want to give an ad for him? And the guy says, here is $18,000. That's all you're giving for him? You know what I mean? It's to be dragged the guy through the mud. And that's called an honor. But as long as people are fooled by it and they feel honored, it works. But it's really a bazillion. Why would anybody agree to be honored? But the... I once had a child, they honored me. And I didn't want to be honored. I'm crazy, I want to be honored. So they put a lot of pressure on me. So I called Ramatis Yo Solomon. I said, should I agree? He said, say no, unless it's going to be Machloikas. So I walked in the next day and I said, no, I'm not doing it. Ramatis Yo told me not to do it. And they started screaming at me, how can you not do it? I said, I guess I have to do it. You know what I mean? Because Machloikas. But nobody wants to be honored. But one of the reasons people don't want to be honored is because they don't want to have an ayin hara. They don't want to be singled out, pointed out. Again, it makes people susceptible to ayin hara. That's why we keep on saying, bli ayin hara. Your children are beautiful, bli ayin hara. Your house is great, bli ayin hara. We don't like to give people an evil eye. It must work, because if not, we wouldn't be doing it, I guess. Dr. Kumar Vaitan. Well, you don't want to tell the guy your children aren't beautiful, you know what I mean? Vaiter. Dr. Gemara Vaiter. Tanya Rabbanan. Chalitza mutas kshera. A chalitza done with the guy fooled is kosher. Get muta, pasul. However, a get that's done that way is pasul. Meaning, if it's done on condition, the condition has to be kept. Unlike chalitza, when you fool the guy by promising him $200, it doesn't affect the validity of the chalitza. A get that's done on condition, the condition has to be met. Because you can make conditions in a get.
But we don't.
We don't. Rashi, get muta pasul imeinu mekayem esra. She doesn't keep the condition. The efshel get haydei shliach. Shayim elishnayim kisul to get leishlu, ishti. You tell two people, write and give a get to my wife. Harayel yichtu v'yitnu. Hilgul dobin l'tanayim kinei b'nei God. It's similar to the story of Bnei God, where we learn out the halachas of Tanai. What does the red string accomplish? I don't know. Some people wear a red string as a shmirah from Ayin Hara. Some people get the red string from Kavarachol, it's a whole industry. Right? To get a red string from Kavarachol, it's supposed to be a shmirah from Ayin Hara. It's brought in Svarim, but I don't know how it works. It's a heebie-jeebie kind of thing. I just got texted that question. Yes?
Let
me just finish the Rashi. It's an eye works. Yes, I'm sorry.
Isn't the Makor of Chalitza from Get?
No, it's a part of the Torah.
Yes, there's something we learned from Get as a smock. What is that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That we learned from Get?
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not supposed to react.
That's what... Keep asking. I thought for sure there's something we learned from Get. No,
again, I don't remember. There is a rabbinic Get that's given by Chalitza, but it's rabbinic. It has nothing to do with biblical. Vaiter.
What does that mean? They give her a piece of paper or something?
What,
is there a biblical get by
Chalitza,
he said?
Yeah, the guy writes a get to his Yivama. He no longer can do Yivama. It's a rabbinic thing. It doesn't work biblically. We had Maimer and Get. We had a whole parak about Maimer and Get.
So does that mean he does Chalitza?
Then he has to do Chalitza. Chalitza ma'usis psula. A forced chalitza is pasul.
But not like that.
You gotta give me more chance, you know what I mean? Well, patience, you're a doctor, you're supposed to have patience. Chalitza get ma'usif kosher. A forced get is kosher. Frank the Gemara. Heiki dummy. Ida Amar writes, if the guy agrees at the end, after you give him a few punches, he agrees to give the get. So why doesn't it work by chalitza? Meanwhile, Amar writes, and at the end he still resists. I feel like get nami look. The get's meaningless. So the Gemara Haki cover. This is the way the prices should read. Chalitza mutas loylam kasher. You trick a guy, you make a condition of chalitza, the chalitza is good. Get mutas loylam puzzle. A get that's made on condition is puzzle till the condition is kept. Chalitza mu'usas, a get mu'usa. A chalitza that's forced, or a get that's forced. Forced doesn't mean you persuade the guy with a t'nai. Forced means you physically coerce him. Zimnin kasher. The Zimnin puzzle. And I'm going to explain this in a moment. Let's just do a little bit more Gemara. Hadam a right sani? Hadam a loyloy my right sani. It depends if at the end he says, okay, I'll give the get. Okay, I'll do the chalitza. If you do it, make his hand sign, make his hand do it, make his foot do it, doesn't work. He has to say, I want to do it. Now, why does that work? The Tanya. Yaakov Isai. The Pasuk says, that we make him bring a carbon. The guy promises a carbon, we force him to give it. I would think it works against his will. He has to want to do it. That's a contradiction. Do we force him, or does he have to want to? Okay, son. Hadam a right, sonny. Kaifanai sachiyam a right, sonny. V'chainat amaitse begitein ashim. Kaifanai sachiyam a right, sonny. Now, over here, there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says, why does this work? You punch a guy in the face, he says, okay, I want. He means it? Doesn't mean it. He means, stop punching me. Right? Say you're sorry. If not, I'll blow your brains out. I'm sorry. You don't mean it. So why does it work? Zuck the Rambam. And this is what happens by carbon, and this is what happens by get, and this is what happens by chalitza. Every yid wants to do the right thing. In the inner will of a yid is to do the right thing. When he says he doesn't want to do what Bezen tells him to do, that's really not his inner will. His inner will is to listen to Bezen. Every yid has an inner will to keep the Torah. Unfortunately, he's not connecting with his inner will. So when we get him to say the words he wants, we are hearing his inner will. And therefore, that's all we need. He might think he doesn't mean it, but in his deep down, he does mean it. Terence says he doesn't connect with his deep down. So all we need is to hear the words I want, and we can go proceed and give the get and do the carbon. Now, there are people sitting in jail because of this halacha. Because for a while, there used to be a group of people that when a woman needed a get, and the husband refused to give a get, and it happened frequently, for financial considerations, he wants to make his wife's life miserable, so he doesn't want to free her to ever get married. He doesn't care. He doesn't want to get married. He wants to make her wife miserable. So there was a group of people that you got them, and they had a bunch of goyim who did it. There's a halachic way of doing it. They have to do them perfectly. That used to get the guy and persuade him, in quotes, that it's time to give again. And he used to say, right, sonny? And they wrote a get, and he handed it to his wife. Of course, there were people watching him to make sure he does exactly what he agreed to do. And they got caught. And they were arrested for kidnapping, assault and battery, a bunch of whole other things. And there are people still sitting in jail for this.
That
was a sting. One of the rabbanim involved.
It was a sting. It wasn't even a real case.
Right, it was a sting. They set him up. They set them up, and the feds came in, and they had the guy cross state lines. It was terrible. The sting had it that they took the guy from New York to Jersey. The minute you cross state lines, it becomes a federal crime of kidnapping. So one of the people is sitting. He got a 10-year sentence. Another person became cooperative. He got a 2-year sentence. There's a whole bunch of people sitting in this. again, was it halachically correct? It's a big shaila in halacha whether they did it correctly or not did it correctly. We hope they did it correctly because a lot of women got freed because of this group of people. And they had a group of goyim that worked for them, and they used to come and persuade the guy. You know, and you have to persuade the guy, right? Before they existed, there were other people that did it. In Satmar, they used to take a guy and leave him out in the cemetery for a few days, tie him up, put him out there, and tell him when he's ready to play. When he's ready to play ball, we should let them know. Again, I'm not condoning or condemning. I'm just saying what happened. Again, you have to understand the other side. They were torturing their wives. They weren't giving their wife a get.
I'm surprised the women's rights groups didn't get involved before, you know.
Say what?
They're against these people? Yeah, they protest. They should be punished. They're protecting their...
Religion. Yeah, but it was kidnapping and assault, and there's all kinds of charges. And they claimed that they made money off of it, so that was part of it, that they're doing it for money, not for the... I don't know.
The lawyers did not allow. That's not allowed. What? To testify. The women that were saved were not allowed to testify, because they didn't want the jury to feel compassion at all.
That I didn't know. Yeah, they saved a lot of them. I know a case. It was in Chicago. They used the same group, flew into Chicago, and persuaded a guy to give a get. And the one who was misguided to get was a rabbi in Chicago. Everybody else left town. And the husband went and reported to the police that he had just been... But no, they didn't know. He didn't know anybody's name. The only name he knew was the rabbi in town. So they arrested the rabbi in town. They kept him in jail for a night. And then they greased the wheels, and they got him out. And no charges. Yes, Harvey.
Is Rambam's idea that the inner desire of the person to do the right thing is the right... We don't say that any Beis Din is infallible. Is the right thing to obey the Beis Din, or is the right thing to give the get?
Well, Beis Din has to decide that this is a reason to give a get. Meaning... There's halachas that say there's certain cases we force a husband to give a get. We like to force him by telling him he has to. And we hope he accepts that psak. Sometimes he refuses. So Beis Din employs the means at their hand. In the time of when things were right, they didn't have to use Goyim. Beis Din had its own means of enforcement. Right. So they enforce the halacha of Beis Din. The mitzvah is to listen to Beis Din who paskens that the get is necessary.
That's my question. So his inner desire to do the right thing is to listen to Beis Din.
Correct.
Beis Din is not infallible in whether it's in no.
We're assuming that Beis Din paskens the right thing.
I know, but they could be wrong. They could be wrong. They may not know everything.
It's usually white. The halacha is black and white. I don't know it. But the halacha is black and white when we force a get. It's in the box. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. All they're doing is reading the Shulchan Aruch.
We don't think that maybe other factors are involved here. Her family versus his family, this versus that. I understand a situation of wife beating is pretty clear. But there might be other situations, such as in Chalitza.
And I don't know when and when, so it's hard for me to answer your question because I don't know the halacha.
Okay.
Doesn't say that. It says it by Yidden.
Is there ever such a thing that the Beis Din would side with a man? Don't give her a get. Is there such a thing?
No, but Beis Din would say we don't get involved. A woman comes into Beis Din and says, I don't like the guy. I'm sick and tired of him. Can you force him to give a get? I don't think Beis Din would get involved.
If a man has a time, she's terrible. She's bad for the children, whatever it is, and separated. And she wants to get.
Okay. I don't know about Lachal Lamaisa. You're asking me that. This is all black and white in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi. Zok to Rashi, We force him to say, right, honey, I don't think they're davening early today, are they?
7:08.
7:08 is when they're davening? Well,
we're diving 10 to 7.
Yeah,
we're going to put on
fill in
after.
Fine, so then I'll stop at 40 like I always do in Rosh Chodesh. Dr. Gemara Weiter. You should know, until I came to Cleveland, I never heard of this. In the East Coast, Nate never gets this late. The latest it gets is 7:30-something. I never heard of a minion putting on Tuam by Ishtabak until I came to Cleveland. He's out of the Nate. Maybe now, when I was there, I don't remember, never remember a minion davening until Ishtabak and then putting on Tuam. I came to Cleveland, it was like a shocker. I also always understood that Mashiach is 45 minutes. I came to Cleveland, I found out that it's 60. That's what we're saying, Machan, here. Again, it's valid stock.
What do the early risers, the 6 o'clock people end up? How are they in the East Coast?
I have no idea. Again, I was a younger man. I wasn't involved that much. You know, I was in yeshiva. In yeshiva, we have them times. I don't know. So I'll give my advice. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schaira, Amar Rav Huna. Chotz in Av Mishay Makirin, Meman in Av Mishay Makirin. Okay. A woman comes in and says, listen, Rabbi Sai, here's my Yavam. He's leaving town. He's willing to do Chalitza now. If he's leaving tomorrow and he's going to China, and if he doesn't do Chalitza now, who knows when he'll be back? Can you please give Chalitza? And Betten says, we don't know you. We don't know him. We don't know if he's your husband's brother. We have no idea who he is. We don't know you fellas. But she says, I'm desperate. I'll bring you proof tomorrow that I am this person's wife and that he was his brother. Give me Chalitza. Let him do Chalitza now. What is Beth supposed to say? There's no time to get the evidence before this guy's plane leaves. And he's not sticking around to give her Chalitza. Either you do it now or she's stuck. Now, Bezal will say, we need evidence. She says, tomorrow I'll provide you the evidence. Can Bezal give Chalitza? Or, a girl comes in and says, my 12th birthday is tomorrow. From tomorrow, I can't do Miyun. I want to walk out of my husband. They say, who's your husband? That guy's my husband. He doesn't have to be there when you do Miyun. She can do Miyun without him there.
You have to do
Miyun
before
Beis Din. You have to do Miyun before, well, that was a Mashiach, you have to have Miyun before Beis Din or not, right? No. We're passing, you need two. But whatever you need, you need. And they said, we don't know who you are. How do we know you're married? We don't know anything. She said, listen, if you don't do it today, I can't do it. Tomorrow's my birthday. Will we do it or we won't do it? Zog to Gemara. Zog, Amar Rav Mishai Rav Huna Chotz in Abishe Makirin. We'll do the Chalitza. We'll let it do Miyun. However, we won't document this. Nobody's allowed to say that this woman received Chalitza. We have no idea she got it from the right man. Till the evidence is here, we cannot write it down. We'll do the Chalitza, but subject to her providing evidence afterwards. Until she provides that evidence, we will not give her a star saying she received Chalitza. We will not give this girl a star saying, you did me. We have no idea. We went through the ceremony because we were desperate. But we can't acknowledge that it was a valid one till we find out.
She needs a star to pursue me?
She needs a star because when she wants to get married, people are going to say, can you please tell me, have you ever married before? Yes. So why can't you get married? I got Khalid. How do we know?
So the Pearson, when they have like 5 people to make pursue me, that's not enough?
Not for her in the future to get married. It's personally, it makes it easier, but the bottom line is Bezin has to give her a document.
A certificate,
exactly. That certificate is not written until the evidence is in. Which means anybody watching it can't write it down either. You can't have two witnesses saying, we witnessed this Chalitza. Sorry, you did not witness a Chalitza, baby. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. We have no way of knowing.
Does
it suffix Chalitza? No, it's a Vaday Chalitza if evidence is provided.
If she doesn't provide...
So then we can't document that. We don't know if it was a valid.
But she does chalitza or get, what is it? Get?
Mion.
Even though they can't document, even though they're not sure, but they just don't give her a certificate.
Right.
Why isn't that considered a condition?
There's no condition. It's a valid chalitza. No conditions. But we're missing a piece of evidence that he has to be the brother of this woman's husband.
But if the evidence doesn't come, it's not a chalitza.
Not because there was a tanai, because he wasn't the brother. Right. Therefore, if you can Christ and get Khalitam can Makir, may Christ and get me an Alan Kamakir. The Kashina and the Bezin tell you. Because we're afraid, if we write it, then another Bezin will see it and rely on it. And they won't check to see whether this document was authorized by a Bezin or written by some bystanders who made him, and they might make a mistake. And they might think that it was investigated before the Khalitza was done. Rabbi Dideyamar. Rabbi says, nope, we will not do the chalitza ceremony until we know who it is. And we won't do a meal ceremony until we know who it is.
What do you lose by not doing, by doing it?
Because if you don't get, because you're running, v'icha kaisen get chalitza b'shem makirin, v'kaisen get b'yana b'shem makirin. Therefore, the eidim standing there don't have to say that they know. They can rely on the fact that Bezin did the right thing. Our mistake, we're always afraid that another Bezin will make the mistake thinking that the first Bezin did the investigation before they wrote it, before they did it. So if you write it down...
Why don't write it down, but do it. Why not do it and not write it down? What do you lose by... What do you lose by not writing it down?
Why Rava doesn't let it? I guess Rava doesn't want chalitza to be done when we're not sure it's a good chalitza. Rashi. Zuck to Rashi. Yavam b'yavama. Where are we up to? Chol Tav B'Shem Makirin. Yavam v'Yavama Shabo l'Faneinu Lachla. Tzveinu n'Makirin b'Yishu Yavama. We don't know that he's your Yavam. Nizkakim l'Bezin v'Cholzen. M'manim, Bezin nizkakim l'Mi'in Ab'Shem Makirin. L'Vichu Chayav nizkakim l'Ab'Shem Makirin. Oysan, Ein Kaisin get Chalitza. Eidem Arayi b'Chalitza v'Mi'in. Ein Kaisin v'Naisin l'Aliyaz B'Yadah l'Schus. We don't give it to her. Elm ke Makirin she Yavam v'Yavama. V'Hashtin Ein Kaisin l'Ke Makirin. Even if it's not her brother-in-law, the kol kama the less get chalitza leinasla, that nobody's going to marry her off. If bystanders write, we saw chalitza. Even if they don't write, we were sure it's a brother-in-law. They'll say, oh, we have witnesses that said she got chalitza. Well, if they go and point these out, custom again, tell you from who, they'll never check. Maybe she never provided evidence. Meanwhile, witnesses wrote that she's free. And what? You see why she's going to marry her off. You tell him the halacha. If they knew the halacha, they would insist that in the get it writes, and we knew it was a brother-in-law. Because that would have been a solution. If the get has to include the words, we know it was a brother-in-law, so then, no problem would come about. But we're afraid that the animal will just say they watched the chalitza. And he won't say we knew it was a brother-in-law. And the next bezin will make a mistake in that halacha.
Why doesn't it say it in the get?
It should say it in the get. But what happens if the other bezin doesn't require it? They made a mistake.
Is it part of the
again, it should be part, but people make mistakes.
No.
Let me finish because he has to go to have a chakras. We're not afraid. Meaning like this. Really, the best way would be to give the chalitza and have two kinds of shtaris. One shtar that says, we investigated, he's a brother-in-law, and she's free. And one shtar that, written by bystanders, we watched the chalitza. And it won't say anything else. We're afraid that another Bezin won't know the halacha well enough, which is a very big chiddush that we're chayshes that a Bezin doesn't know the halacha. And they'll take the document that they saw in the chalitza without seeing the words we investigated and accept that. So therefore, Ravuna says, we don't want anybody to write anything down. And Rava says, I'm not worried about that. And therefore, Rava says, we're not afraid, we're not going to let, we're going to let things to be written down because we're never going to do it unless we know it's a brother-in-law. That's Rava's solution to the fear.
They're not writing Apophis and Makirim. They're not writing that.
No, they're not writing that. No.
Why don't they do that?
See, the problem is, if your Bethan would write it, you're 100% right. There are bystanders here. They're writing their own thing.
That's not a certificate from Bezos.
Yeah, but it's good enough. If you have witnesses that say they watched this lady get chalitza, that's good enough.
So this get is a midrash, I assume.
It's a star. It's evidence. It's nothing to do with it. Not halacha.
Right.
It's
evidence. If Bezos writes, we don't recognize it. It'll save them the tircha.
Again, if Bezos writes it, but what if two Adam that were there write it? Okay. Not every time is it written by Bezos. Right, and this best man of best won't come either. That's true. I don't know. No, Bezim might write it, but there's also Adam that write it.
Well, there may be two certificates.